Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The DH, Lee May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Skaggs. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garr moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bumbrey who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Skaggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skaggs moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio pinch runs for Ralph Garr. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Skaggs and he is out, Dower applying the tag. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing left field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer juggles the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Singleton moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Singleton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skaggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kiko Garcia now playing shortstop. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger bunts, foul, towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dower hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble. Dower reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dower moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Dimmel pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dower scores. Dimmel moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andres Mora pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Laron Lagro now pitching. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora strikes out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-3 in the game. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Dimmel moves to third. May moves to second. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Kiko Garcia. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dimmel scores. May scores. DeCinces moves to third. Crowley moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Billy Smith pinch runs for Terry Crowley. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skaggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Dimmel now playing right field. Billy Smith now playing shortstop. Elliot Maddox now playing center field. Al Bumbry now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Cruz pinch runs for Richie Zisk. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Soderholm moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbry. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Soderholm scores. Spencer moves to third. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Dick Drago now pitching. Henry Cruz pinch hits for Jim Essien. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is walked intentionally. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Bob Coluccio. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Brian Downing now catching. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Clay Carroll now pitching. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bumbry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dower hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bumbry moves to third. Mike Dimmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dimmel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Bumbry scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Elliott Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-4 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Dimmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Flannery pinch hits for Tommy Cruz. John Flannery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flannery takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flannery moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flannery scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 7-5, Orioles. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.